This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Cab on Air, a program where we talk about the hot topics that we see at Cab. Citizens Advice Bureau, your rights and how you can get help to support you and your whānau. Hi everyone, this week we're talking about Christchurch Citizens Advice Bureau. Just mostly about overview of the services offered, how to get help, and the latest Cab advocacy report. With the change in the management at Cab, there has been many new things that are occurring currently that we thought we'd share with you all today. About time we did a little bit of show just dedicated to the updates at Citizens Advice Bureau. Let's call it What's New at Cab Show. Speaking of changes in the studio today, we have our new manager, Stowe Ulrichs, and accompanying her is Cab Christchurch Board Chair, Ronnie Davey. Now, before I can't stop myself from talking about how brilliant and how wonderful they are, let's welcome Stowe and Ronnie and invite them to introduce themselves. Hi, Stowe, we'll start with you. Welcome to the studio, and please tell us more about yourself.
Thank you, Noah. Let's see. I'll start with my career. Basically, I have worked in the nonprofit organizations for most of my career. I got a PhD in community health from the University of Auckland. Then I began volunteering as an interviewer for CAB at the end of 2019. And then this past December, I became the Christchurch Area Manager for Citizens Advice Bureau.
Wow, congratulations to you and welcome aboard your new role.
Thank you.
Really exciting.
It is.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that, Stowe. Now let's find out more about Ronnie. Welcome to the studio, Ronnie. Please tell us about yourself as well.
Oh, thanks, Noah. Just before I start, just want to say how thrilled we are to have Stowe in this role. She brings huge experience because she's been an interviewer for several years, so it's been seamless for her and it's very exciting. So, I've been working for Citizens Advice for about 7 years now, I think, and I've been on our board for quite a lot of that time as well, and currently, as you said, I'm the board chair. I also work in our learning and development team. In terms of my own background, before I joined CAB, I worked for over 20 years in tertiary education at Canterbury University and before that at the College of Education. So I bring a research background and teaching background as well as Stowe. So great to be here with you today. Thanks, Noah.
Wow, thank you so much for that, Ronnie. It's wonderful to have both of you present here today. And now, it's time to find out more about what's currently happening at CAB. Excited about that. We know that many people have heard about Citizens Advice, but can you please go over what kind of services you offer and where can we find you?
Absolutely. So our volunteers provide free and confidential independent information and advice to everyone. Or rather anyone, we help people know what their rights are and how to access services they need. In Christchurch, we have 3 branches. We have around 100 volunteers, and last year they saw over 10,000 clients. They were addressing issues such as conditions of work, relationships, rental housing, consumer law, that kind of thing. We also run legal clinics, which see around 500 clients a year, and those focus on general issues related to legal problems that people have. But we also have specialist clinics for immigration, ACC, and employment law. So we have offices in Hornby, Fendleton, and a newly opened office in New Brighton, along with satellite offices at the Linwood Library at Eastgate Shopping Center, the University of Canterbury, and in Rolleston.
Wow, there's a lots of new stuff happening at CAB.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I bet. You just mentioned about a new office. Could you please tell us more about the new office?
Yes. So our office is located in New Brighton between Union Street and it's on Union Street between Brighton Mall Road and Beresford Street. And that office was one that was in the central city for a number of years. We've been trying to get out further into the east for a while now. We did start the satellite in Linwood, but we are thrilled that we can be out in New Brighton and have a service out there. So they are available from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and then they are on shift there from 9 a.m. to noon on Fridays. And we also offer a legal clinic out there from 1 to 2 p.m. on Thursday afternoons. So this week we had seven clients come in for that legal clinic, and we've been fairly busy with our walk-ins there. So that's been very exciting for our first week in New Brighton. Mm-hmm.
Certainly
wow,
is.
That sounds really good and exciting. Speaking about advocacy, what kind of advocacy does CAB do?
Well, great question, actually, Noah. Stowe just talked about our services, and that's a key part of the work that we do in CAB, obviously. You know, we're a national organisation. And so one of the key arms of our work is to advocate, and that is mostly done through our national body. So it's a key role, and we've produced over the years a number of influential reports for government, etc. For example, two or three years ago during COVID time, we produced a report on digital exclusion, which I think was very, very well received and made some very, very key points that sort of fed into policy at national level in government. Our most recent report, which is due to be released publicly next week after 6th of Feb, is called Māori Engagement with Citizens Advice Bureau, a CAB Spotlight Report into Inequity Experienced by Māori in Aotearoa.
So wow.
Yeah, I know. It's incredibly timely now, given the fact that next week's Waitangi Day, and also given the current political context and the controversies and debates that are happening around the treaty at the moment. So it's going to be, I think, a very interesting and possibly quite confronting report. I can't talk about it except in the most general terms because it hasn't been released yet. But what it does do is it brings together insights based on analysis of 1 year of inquiries to CAB from our Māori clients. And the report's also significant because it reflects the work of CABs right across Aotearoa. So that's one of the things that we're able to do as an organisation, is bring together information and data from right across the country. And the report sort of shows the ways in which we as a service are engaging with Māori in our communities and providing meaningful assistance as well in areas where people are facing significant hardship. So hopefully next week this will be it'll be freely available for people to read. I think the research does provide clear evidence of inequities for Māori and the areas where public and private sector policies and practices and systems probably need to change to support the well-being and the mana of Māori. And yes. As organisations who are always seeking funding, many funders recognise the importance of prioritising services for Māori, so this hopefully will feed in very well into that, to our funding applications as well. So the report has been released and presented to a number of central government agencies, and we'll be sending it will be sent out in a more widespread way at national level next week. But at the regional level here in Canterbury, what we plan to do is to engage with our local MPs, and we've already made appointments to see a couple of them, and also with our local iwi and hapu and other organisations in our communities and our funders, and we want to offer this report to them. So instead of actually asking for something from them, we want to be able to give them information that might also feed into their own thinking. So I guess that the information we gather at this level is put to good purpose, because what it means is we are able to produce verifiable research data that can contribute to understanding and shaping of policy at both local and national levels. And the other positive, I think, it gives us a strong sense of the importance and the relevance of the work done by our interviewers around the country and here in Ototahi as well. So that's just a little update for you, Noah, on this latest report, which we are all very keen to be able to take out and share with others from here. But it also made me think about, you know, you as an interviewer, and we were really keen to know what it is that keeps you in this organisation, and what are the things that, you know, that keep you interested and feeling that this is a valuable organisation to be part of.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that, Ronnie. First of all, I would like to reintroduce myself to our listeners. It's not every day I get to talk about myself. But when asked, I like to talk about my husband and kids, but that should be a good start to share that I'm a mother of a 2-year-old and 5-year-old. I am currently working full-time as a lab technician, and outside work, I am a student pilot. I also volunteer as a radio host with Citizens Advice Bureau. I have been volunteering with Citizens Advice Bureau for 4 years now. I actually recently realized that I have been with CAB for 4 years now, which I feel...
Wow.
It feels like just yesterday.
It does.
Yeah. I mean, there has been ups and downs, but thanks to the lovely team at CAB, I have been able to continue volunteering. To keep going and not give up in life is important, I guess. So my name is Noah, N-O-E-H, where N is for a woman who never gives up. O stands for being always optimistic. A is for adventurous, and H stands for helpful and being honest. When I say helpful, I think it is a first thing that one should be as a person when thinking about volunteering at CAB. And to be able to help is what I love the most, being a CAB radio host. It's my responsibility to be able to provide as much information to our listeners through our podcasts and programs. I'm a kind of a person who is an auditory and a visual learner. So that means I learn by listening or watching the information. So our goal, my personal goal, aligning with CAB, is that to be able to reach as many people as possible who can find help through listening to our CAB podcasts and programs. So that's just a little bit about me. And I have also realized, I do want to mention that volunteering at CAB has helped me with my confidence and enhanced my communication skills a lot over these years. And although it is a continuous improvement for me as an individual, but I do believe that working at CAB has helped a lot. As Sir Winston Churchill said, every day you may make progress, every step may be fruitful, yet there will stretch out before you an ever-lengthening, ever-ascending, ever-improving path. You know, you will never get to the end of the journey. But this, so far from discouraging, only adds to the joy and glory of the climb. So absolutely, absolutely love working with CAB and the team.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, that is really fantastic. Thank you, Noah. It's so great to be here with you today. And you chose the right Winston there.
Thank you. Now, it's time to move on to the next part of the show. I know that it is what's new at CAB Show, but I thought that it would be nice to share the history of CAB. Why the CAB was established. The Citizens Advice Bureau has its roots in wartime England. CABs were established on the eve of the Second World War to help people cope with the dislocation, trauma, and complexity that war brings. Initially, CABs were places people could go to for help in tracing missing relatives in bombed areas or learning about all of the new wartime rules and regulations that were put in place at the time, and which the general public were expected to know and observe. But the need for the CAB did not diminish when the war ended. Things were changing in society with the growth of bureaucracy, the increasing rules around people's rights and responsibilities, and a general increase in the complexity of everyday living. By peacetime, the CAB had become an essential community service, somewhere people could go to learn about their rights and obligations and how to use this information to good effect to get the best outcomes. Now, the CAB in New Zealand. In the decades since the war, the CAB service has been replicated in other parts of the world, and it has been adapted to suit the different societies in which it has been established. The Citizens Advice Bureau on Ponsonby Terrace in Ponsonby was the first to be established in New Zealand. It opened its doors to the public in October 1970. It is still going strong, and now there are more than 80 other CABs in communities around New Zealand, from the far north to the deep south. Each CAB is an incorporated not-for-profit organization operated by local volunteers. Each CAB has a board of elected volunteers who plan, govern, and promote their CAB. Some CABs have paid staff who support the management of the Bureau. As it is Waitangi Day tomorrow, I would also like to share our Kaupapa Māori Manaia at CAB. Citizens Advice Bureau, New Zealand, Ngā Pō Whaka Whirinaki o I Aotearoa supports at the principle of partnership reflected in the Treaty of Waitangi. We have adopted Māori Manaia as our kaupapa, which is a set of principles which forms the foundation of the CAB commitment to acknowledging Māori as tangata whenua, which is Indigenous people, and te ao Māori, which means Māori worldview, as the Indigenous culture of Aotearoa, New Zealand. Supporting te reo Māori to grow as it is, unique to New Zealand and one of our official languages. Understanding about tikanga Māori and practice of this in the CAB. Māori manaia means the life force or essence of the manaia. When the CAB service was first established in New Zealand, it was considered important to reflect New Zealand's culture and people, including recognition of Māori as tangata whenua, the first people of New Zealand. The British CAB had adopted an owl as its symbol, but for some iwi, the owl represents death, so a new symbol was sought. It was decided that a manaia would be suitable, the mythical birdman creature commonly incorporated into the lintels of Whārenui, which is meeting houses on marae, as a symbol of protection. The CAB manaia is a taonga, which means treasure, for our organization. It has been with us for as long as the CAB has been in New Zealand. It is part of our logo, thus part of our identity, and represents our uniqueness as the cab in New Zealand. It also gives us something to live up to work in the spirit of the Manaya, honoring its protective forces. We aim to create a future where there are no barriers to Māori participating in all aspects of the cab. The cab service reaching and being effective for all Māori who need it. And effective partnerships with Māori organizations and communities at both local and national levels. Our Māori name. The cab Māori name is not a literal translation. Instead, it conveys the concept of the cab and its service. It was provided to us by Julian Wilcox, an expert in Te Reo Māori and nephew of the founder of First Cab in New Zealand, Peter Horwood. Now, the cab is honored to have benefited from Julian's expertise. Julian explains the meaning behind the cab Māori name below. A pō whakawhirinaki is a person who one can rely upon when seeking solace, strength, assistance, and help. The whakatauki says, taku pō whakawhirinaki I ngā wā o te porotaika, my source of strength in moments of adversity. This whakatauki is mainly used in relation to a person, a metaphorical statement. It is not often used, but there are writings available showing its use. Given the work that the Citizens Advice Bureau undertakes, the notion of people seeking assistance is carried with this name. It also denotes a sense of giving assistance without any gain being sought in return. Whilst this is not explicitly mentioned in the title, Ngā pō whakawhirinaki, in my mind's eye, this title reflects the notion of assistance being given not just for the individual, but also in how that assistance might benefit others as well. So we're just moving to the end of our show. Thank you so much. Thank you again so much for today, Stone and Ronnie. I just want to remind our listeners that if you're looking for information on any topic, but especially if they relate to your rights in New Zealand, please call CAB, that's C-A-B, on 0800 F-O-R, that's 4, CAB, that's C-A-B, which is 0800 367 222. Or you can also live chat with us. They provide verifiable, accurate, and confidential information to help you understand what your next steps should be. With that, I say goodbye to all of you. And don't forget to tune in next month when we talk about another topic to bring more useful information for all of you. Have a good one. Thank you.